Simon Reish Lamed Aleph is entitled Shekol Kavanasav Yu L'Shem Shemayim. Seemingly is very much against the trend of the Shulchan Aruch, which tells us very specific halachos, specific ideas. Here it discusses more of a philosophical concepts and something in which applies really in everything that we do throughout our day. The Mechaber tells us Im yevshelo lilmod below shnas saharayim yishan. Says that the time a person should sleep in the afternoon is only in the event that it's impossible for them to be able to remain focused and to study properly. That's when a person should sleep. Then the Ramah says, Ukushneor mishnoso. He tells us that when a person goes to sleep, yesh omrim shikra kodem sheyishan bihi noam. That some actually have the custom to say bihi noam. It's brought down to Mishnah Berurah then in the words of Lavush that this is not our custom. If a person takes a nap, nothing is said. Ubilvad says the Shulchan Aruch shlo yarechba. One should not take a very long nap. She also yishan biyom yoyis mishnas asus shu shitin nishme, which is actually derived in the Gemara Sukkah from David HaMelech, that you would not sleep more than 60 breaths, which is comparable to that of a horse. And the Chazal teach us that's approximately 30 minutes. It's brought down the Piskei Tshuvos that, of course, this is only a generic, general concept. However, if a person needs to sleep more during the day in order to have the strength to be able to function better later on in the day, to be able to perform the mitzvos with more energy, then in that situation one is certainly allowed to do so. Furthermore, it's brought down that another exception certainly is on Shabbos, that as some say that the acronym Rosh Tevos of Shabbos is Shena, but Shabbos Tainuk, that sleeping on Shabbos is a form of owning Shabbos, so that's certainly also not within this category. Continues the Mechaber, the person has to have the right intentions of why one is sleeping. It should not be for the enjoyment of sleeping. The Shulchan Aruch, not reading from a Musar Sefer, the Shulchan Aruch is telling us that a person's intention of sleeping is to become strong in order to be able to serve Hashem properly when you wake up. Whatever we derive benefit from in this world, the purpose should not be for the physical enjoyment of it, in order to be able to serve Hashem with it. The Amru Chachamim, and on this the sages teach us, Kol Masecha Yilshem Shemayim, everything that we do should be Yilshem Shemayim. Everything, that, of course, when it comes to davening, when it comes to Torah, so those things are obvious, should be Lashem Shemayim. But everything that we do should be Lashem Shemayim. Shefil Demar Mishol Rishus, Kigon Achila V'Shtiya, person's eating and drinking, V'Halicha, V'Yeshiva, V'Akima, the way a person sits and walks and goes about their day, V'Sicha, the way one talks, v'chol sarchi gufcha, anything which pertains to our physical needs, yukulam avoides baracha oladavar hagorim avodaso. Our purpose and our focus should be in order to be able to either serve Hashem with it, or by doing this physical activity, we then afterwards will be able to serve Hashem. Shafil hoya sami b'ra'ev. Even a person is really hungry, dying of thirst, im ocho v'shasol hanaso in v'shubuch. If the reason why you're eating and drinking is only to derive benefit from it, that's not the proper way. You should be thinking that I'm eating and drinking in order to have the strength to be able to serve Hashem. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, in the name of the Anshi Masa, says that before they would eat, they would say the following statement. You would say, Hinni rotzel echov lishtos, I want to eat and drink. Kedei shehe bari, so I should be healthy, the chazak and strong, la'avodas Hashem yisbarach. That they would actually make such a declaration before they would eat, in order that they would have the proper focus when it comes to these seemingly mundane activities. V'chein afil leishev besod yisharim, v'lamed b'mokam sadikim, v'leilich matzas tamimim. When a person is sitting even among those people who you should be associating yourself with, im also hanos atzma. The reason why you're doing it is to be able to make yourself feel really good, but have also for your own enjoyment in a mishubach. That's not proper. The reason why you should be associating yourself with these people is not to say, see, the people that I hang out with, so I must be a great person. It has to be for the right reasons. Of course, within this, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that concept that at least if you're going to be doing it, don't say, well, I better not do it then because I'm not doing it for the right reasons. Better to be around those types of people, the tzaddikim, the tamimim, the good people, and then hopefully it'll be for the right reasons. So too when a person lies down and goes to sleep. And so, says the Shulchan Aruch, that certainly when it comes to a time when a person could be learning, a person could be doing a mitzvah, certainly in that situation we're not even talking about. Time you're weary, you need rest. If you're doing it for the own physical enjoyment of sleep, that's not good. You should say, the reason I'm going to sleep is in order to be able to be healthy. Because otherwise we'll not be able to concentrate in the serving of Hashem, in the learning Torah, and the fulfillment of the mitzvahs. Furthermore, says the Shulchan Aruch, the chen basicha, so too when it comes to one's conversations. Even when you're saying matters of wisdom, person should have the right focus. Person should realize what they're doing. So he says this is the general rule. A person needs to set their eyes and their hearts in this proper path. When a person has the capacity of doing something which can serve Hashem properly, yasehu, it should be done. But if you see that the action which you are potentially going to do is going to be counterproductive, or it's not going to get you in any way to put you on the path of serving Hashem, lo yasehu, says the Shulchan Aruch, it should not be done. When a person is able to fulfill the words of the Shulchan Aruch, is able to do so and to be a servant of Hashem continuously. Just want to conclude with the words of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah just says one other point when it comes to being engaged in conversation, and then he goes off discussing about when it comes to work. He says that certainly when a person works, the greatness of being able to work is kedesh shoyevelide gazel. You'll be able to have the financial ability to be able to sustain and to support yourself, and that you're not going to come on to stealing from other people. He says even a person who is affluent, a person could channel that job that they have also l'shem shemayim. Certainly by being philanthropic, as Mishnah Berurah says, by being a bal tzedakah, but furthermore, quoting the words of the Rambam, by being able to support those individuals who otherwise would would not be able to function and would have to come onto the Kahal to be able to support themselves. And he says that a person who is able to cause another person, it can be Maksik Biyad Yisrael, Shemach, you can help a person who is poor, but Noisalim Malacha. A person could be supported by the job in which you have. He says, "Shekol zehu b'chol sadaka u'mu'ula mimenu." So therefore, he says that no matter what a person does, you have the capacity to do things for your own sake and for your own hana. But in Hashem, we should learn from these words of the Shulchan Aruch that we should try our very best to channel all of our actions, as the Mechaber name of this chapter, Shekol Kavon Asav, Yul Hashem Shemayim. Rabbi Chanan Nechartos, 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 Rabbi Ch